This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. Operators to assist with both the 80-metre and 40-metre broadcast relays are urgently needed. Due to some current operators' circumstances changing and others temporarily unavailable, there will be limited broadcasts on 80 and 40 during May and June and possibly beyond. If you can assist, please contact Peter, VK5PX, via email, vk5px at wia.org.au, or contact him on his mobile 0412 603 807 so that a roster can be organised. Unfortunately, if more operators do not come forward, there is a possibility that one or both relays will have to be suspended indefinitely. If you can help, please let Peter, VK5PX, know via email, vk5px at wia.org.au, or contact him on his mobile 0412 603 807 so that these relays can continue.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next Friday, the 13th of May, it will be the monthly meeting of the North East Radio Club. And on that night, Paul, VK5PAS, will give us a history of the detective branch of the South Australian Police Force. And he will also relate a lot of his own personal experiences. And so come along on the night and find out all about this very interesting study about the police force in South Australia. Now, it'll be at the Modbury West Community Hall, of course, and get there about 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. And, of course, there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. So don't forget that. That's next Friday, the 13th of May, for Paul, VK5PAS, giving us a lecture about the South Australian Police Force. And every Wednesday at the Tea Tree Gully Library, we have the weekly coffee club meeting. And, of course, before that meeting, there is the Coffee Corona Club Net on the Houghton repeater at 9am. So both these are quite well-attended activities. So try and see if you can get onto one or both of them. And it's always quite a good way of keeping in touch with people and having a good conversation on the day. Now, of course, their other regular net is the F-Troop Net, which is on the Linked Repeater Network every Fridays at 5pm. And Tony, VK5FBIC, does a very good job in running that net. So it's a good time to come up of the week to tell everybody how you're going and what you've been up to. And so everybody's welcome. That's the F-Troop Net every Friday at 5pm on the Linked Repeater System. Well, that's all for this week's news from the North East Radio Club. As well as staying negative, you should also stay warm. It's been a bit chilly the last few days. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last weekend, Project Horus had a successful balloon launch, with the telemetry-only flight reaching 25 kilometres altitude. It was great to see so many stations receiving the 70cm telemetry payload during the flight, with 37 unique call signs reporting data. Yesterday we had our repeat attempt at flying the imagery payload. I'm recording this segment the night before the launch, so unfortunately I can't tell you how it went. But no matter what happened, you'll be able to find the flight report on the AREG website at areg.org.au. AREG's next event is the monthly fox hunt, scheduled for this coming Friday evening, the 13th of May, starting at 6:30pm. As usual, our start point is the Aquatic Centre car park in North Adelaide. There will be fox transmitters on the usual frequencies of 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz. This month, I believe we have Grant VK5GR hiding them, so we're probably up for a bit of a challenge. As usual, for more information on this and all the other AREG events, check the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group as at Sunday the 8th of May 2022. With thanks to John, VK5DJ, and Andrew, VK5MAS, our VK5ROH 70cm FM and C4FM repeater now appears to be working at 100%. The boys have had a long, hard row to hoe, as there have been a number of tricky little problems to isolate and fix. The last was a faulty coaxial cable between the radio and the antenna at our club shack. Our VK5ROH UHF voice and Yaesu system fusion repeater transmits on 439.825 MHz and receives on 434.825 MHz. Our node number and name is Surge 24252. The Surge Annual Convention this year will be in two parts. Number one, the Australian Fox Hunting Championships held over the Saturday and Sunday as usual. Two, the convention itself will be held in the Scout Hall on Sunday only, when we'll have food at lunch, the homebrew competition, door prize, trading tables, presentations, talks prior to the evening meal, and then the usual sumptuous evening meal, raffle and social fun. This presents a great opportunity for you and your other half to come for the weekend and spend a bit of time on the Saturday and the Monday having a good look around the mount and surrounding area at the many attractions on offer. You still get to attend our convention on the Sunday, but earn some brownie points as well, and we all know how hard they are to come by. See our website at surge.org.au. That's lowercase serg.org.au, and click on the 2022 convention page heading for all the current details. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Here is the AHARS news for the 8th of May 2022. I will start off with some good news first today. Barry, VK5BW, has been assessed and is able to drive again. So all he has to do is wait for the Motor Vehicles Department to catch up with their paperwork. A new version of the calendar incorporating the changes we made at a committee meeting recently is on the website. At the next general meeting on the 19th of May, Dean, VK5LB, will show and tell us about the antenna tuning units he has made. Sorry to Dean, he must have missed my message about the change of speaker for that night. He is the speaker for the May meeting. Thank you if you're one of the people who have volunteered to do a session at a general meeting. Presentations usually last about 45 minutes to 1 hour and can be radio and electronic subjects or general interest topics. The local National Trust people are keen to get us to use the Watchman's House in Coromandel Valley, not far away from where we meet now, but the ladies who look after the shack want us to keep using it for as long as it is available. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 13th of May at 12 noon. The next social gathering at the shack will be on Saturday the 14th of May at 10 a.m. We're going to start all the Saturday morning sessions at 10 a.m. in future. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the shack on the 4th Saturdays soon. I have had some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One or two of the topics would be more appropriate for a technical session at the shack, as we will need at least 2 hours to do them justice. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay safe and away from COVID. Phil, VK5 SRP.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.